U2T, NGOTR.
U2T, you just caught me. I'm about to back to the house.
Okay, man, I was over here putting some shoe polish on my belt, and I had on gloves, and I couldn't get back to you, but good morning. Hope you have a nice day. It's 47 degrees out there. And I just piddling around. I got some old belts that I like real well, and I polish them about once every 6 months or so.
I'm out to the grocery store and pick up a half gallon of milk. I'm going to go home and make me some macaroni and cheese for lunch. Something soft that will just slide down and everything. But anyway, I'll catch you. I'll be on the radio inside in a few minutes. I'll catch you shortly. N0TR, WU2T.
Give me time to finish up here anyway. This is N0TR, clear.
Before CBA mumble.
Sorry, you're out there, and I'm in the house because it's cold out there. K2SST.
Chilly out here, and I'm headed to the to a park for my grandson's birthday, so we're gonna be, of course, we'll be outside, so I just can't wait. Oh my gosh, I tell you, picked the coldest day of the year, but anyway.
I noticed it was 47 degrees. If it isn't windy, it won't be bad. If it's windy, it's 30-some degrees.
That's the thing. I don't mind the cold so bad, but when there's any wind with it, it just makes it that much worse.
The coat that I wore when I was working, and it's the type of coat that the police department uses, and it's got a drawstring in, and you put that on, and you're toasty. And it was made for real cold weather. I worked in the north, and I put that on this morning, took my walk, it felt real good.
Called again.
K2SST, Ronnie. K2SST.
Okay. I got your call. Name here is David. What was the item that you were talking about wearing that kept you warm?
I worked in the north, and I worked between New England and New York State, and it's cold up here in the wintertime. And we had jackets that, I don't know if it's alpaca inside or what it is, and on the outside, it feels like a rubberized material. In fact, it is waterproof. And I had that when I was working. It's been hanging in the closet for years. And I put it on this morning, tied the drawstring, went out and walked. Nice and warm. The call is K2SST, Sierra Tango.
N0TR. Morning, Dave. Ronnie.
Got in the cold.
Not yet, but I do have to go feed the chicken, Ronnie. But, Dave, next Friday, this coming Friday, 17 for the low. Saturday's 15, Sunday's 18. Monday 16. And then you can come clean.
Yeah, I realize it's going to get colder, but, I've got sense enough to stay out of that. And, my grandson's birthday's not until, Tuesday, but, we should just have it today because, the party, because, you know, more people can attend today than they could on a Tuesday.
Try that experiment when the temperature goes down. Get a warm glass of water and throw it up in the air and see what comes down.
It ain't that cold, but it's going to be 10 below zero up there where I lived in Kansas this next weekend, and a high of 10, Dave. That's cold. They ought to start making the show like below zero in Kansas. And we've seen that before. Yeah, Ronnie's a supersonic transport. Like the one the French have, SST.
I know about the experiment. I've never been where it was cold enough to actually do it, but they take water, you throw it up, and it's so cold, before it hits the ground, it'll be ice pellets.
I'd like to see that. That would really be something.
Then 0TR. Actually, one that's pretty that you might see is called Frozen Fog, and on a chain link fence of that, I used to take a lot of pictures, and it's quite beautiful. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Well, it's been a long time since I've been in science class. How do you tell if you've got a room full of nitrogen? I think it was nitrogen. I said it's been a long time. I say you strike a match, and if you got condensation, it's okay. If you have no room, it's nitrogen.
Make nitrogen and oxygen in separate test tubes, and or hydrogen and oxygen, and one guy wasn't working, so they gave him a new setup, but they gave him the same test tubes, and so he mixed the two together and didn't realize it, and when he struck the match, he had a nice explosion, sounded like a shotgun going off. He's standing there holding that test tube, and his hand was shaking.
It's been a long time. I remember how you made iodine crystals, but you used to make them, and in the old telephones where you would go into coin return, if you called in, go through, you could get coin return. We'd put some in there, and the people would go in there and rub their finger on it, pop, 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 pop.
I'll tell you one, I had a superintendent up in Kansas named, and he scolded somebody about the oxygen one day and said, that will explode. And I said, John, come over here. And I took a torch and I lit it, and then I held a propane torch out there I happened to have and stuck it in front of it. And I said, now that's oxygen. And I said, it don't burn. I said, it's an accelerant. It's the acetylene. It's burn. He didn't know that, and he was the superintendent of the place. But, so many people get that idea around hospitals and that because the oxygen around, and it is a tremendous accelerant, pure oxygen, but it's by far not explosive. But I didn't have chemistry class, so I'm just an old electrician dummy, Dave. This is N0TR.
Great science. That was had an interesting teacher, too. He threw an eraser at me one time. I sat in the back, and he missed my head by inches. And he was throwing it hard. If it had hit me, it would have hurt. And I believe I probably would have... Back then, I don't know. Teachers could probably get away with that, but I think I would have turned him in for that one. But luckily, he missed.
Eraser, and you went home and you told your parents you get hit again.
It was when I was coming along. I mean, you know. Yeah. If you got trouble at school, then you were going to get it when you got home, too.
About that. That's the way it was. And we had the phys ed teacher. He was the one that, or the woodworking teacher, and I hated him. He would administer the paddle if you got out of line, and that's something you definitely didn't want.
When I was going to school, they didn't have anything like that. I went to school in the 50s, and you got punishment sent to the principal's office or something, but no corporal punishment.
We had teachers that had paddles. But anyway, I got to jump out of here a minute, and I'll pick up some pizza. I'll be back in a second. KP4CPA.
Honey, I'm trying to find something out. How much oil we get out of the sand oil that Canada sends? Because someplace I had seen that we get a small amount of oil, and I'm trying to find it. So far, I haven't.
I don't know on that, Ronnie. They get a lot up there from fracking, I think, and it's a considerable amount. And they spilled a tremendous amount the other day in that Keystone Pipeline that comes from up there. It went into a creek in Kansas, and it didn't feed any large rivers or anything. And so they just dammed up one end of it and then sent a flock of people out there to clean it up.
I have a disagreement with a friend of mine. We agree to disagree. We don't. If anything gets hot, we just shut it off and go to something else. But I said the Keystone Pipeline waste. The oil comes and it goes to Europe, and the United States gets 10% or something. They get some of it, and we get stuck with all that toxic sand. So it's profitable to the people that are involved with it, but for the country, especially going through the farmland, if the oil spills in that farmland, you won't use it for 100 years.
I didn't comment on that. I'm not that knowledgeable about it, but I can't understand why they would lose that many barrels of oil out there with today's technology before they realized that there was a leak. It just seems like with the transducers and stuff that's available for flow and that, they didn't know it till the pressure started dropping on the line. And by then, I don't know, 17,000 barrels or something like that and got loose. They need to get on the stick and monitor that better. At the very least, I mean, it's already there. You can't say, well, you know, it's not the one that Trump stopped. It's the one that was already there, I guess. But they've had several leaks with it, and that's unfortunate. And I have no idea where it goes to. You're more knowledgeable than me on that, Ronnie. So I wouldn't disagree with you one bit. Everything has its pros and cons, I guess.
I don't know exactly what areas it covers, but what they were pushing for a long time is going to go through prestigious farmland. And if there's a leak, it gets into the ground. That ground is dead for the next 100 years, you know. And from all indications, the United States is not getting a lot out of it. You know, if it was, they were bringing it in and to our refineries, we're refining it for our use, but it's being refined and it's going to Europe. Well, I got more things to do, and then I got to go out and get something for lunch. So have a pleasant day and stay inside where it's warm.
I got to get back busy here, too. I got some belts that I get from up in Oklahoma, and they're basket weave, I think you call them, but I was raised around people in the NHRA and stuff like that, and you didn't lean over one of their cars with a belt buckle, so these are Velcro, and I have gotten used to wearing them, and they're really an attractive belt. They're like an inch and a half belt with basket weave on them. So I try to take care of them, and I polish them now and then because they're a little bit expensive. I don't know what they cost now, but they were about $50 a piece back then. But they last a long time. They're good old cowhide or leather, whatever. All right, Ronnie, you take care, and catch you down the line. This is N0TR Clear.